producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-wee, man, this is interesting. Okay, I got my envelope here from management. Usually at the end of the year, I either get a Christmas gift or I get my year-end review. So let's just kind of open this up because I just can't wait till after I'm done with the show. I just want to see this. I just got to know if I'm getting fired. You know, a lot of us radio hosts, a lot of times we get fired while we're on air doing our show. So I'm just a little too curious about this. Okay, here we go. December 10th, 2015. Okay, so it looks like this was just written. Dahlia H. Wax, M.D. Do you guys know what my middle name is? No? Don't care? Okay, yeah, my middle initial is H. It's not for Hoochie Mama. It's Hadassah. Yeah, I know there's a Jewish organization named after me. I know. Yeah, well, because I'm special. Okay, dear Dr. Wax, it's the time of year where we review our broadcasters and offer some much-appreciated advice. Although your ratings have improved from last year, we have some concerns we'd like to share. Oh, my ratings improved from last year. Dee-dee, and you guys all thought I was tanking. Okay, number one. Your voice fluctuates in volume throughout the show, segment, and even minute. When you yell, it disrupts the board, and we suggest that you control your voice outbursts. Wait, what? Oh, no. I'm a very, very passionate person. All right, you know, if my engineer can't handle it, then he can't take the heat. Get out of the studio. That's what I always say. Number two, on that note, we think your listeners may appreciate not being yelled at. Oh, no way. First of all, I think you dangled the participle. Second, no. Okay, and listen. Okay, I yell at my kids. I yell at my patients. I yell at my husband. I yell at my cats. I'm going to yell at my listeners. Okay, that's just what I do. I yell. So if you think the listeners aren't going to appreciate it, again, if they can't take the heat, get out of the car or wherever they're listening to the radio on. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. This is, you know, it's not about what the listeners want. It's about what I want to say. That's the way it's always in radio. You know, if I talked about what you guys want to hear, I mean, you know, I'd be, I don't know, most of you guys want to hear something pornographic. No, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about Michael Fassbender. I want to talk about the new Star Wars. It's all about what I want to talk about. So if management doesn't like it, you know, lump it. Next, they say, you being a medical doctor, you might want to discuss medical topics on your show. For example, I hate when they give us examples. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, hold on. When you were discussing Thanksgiving the previous year, you spent the whole segment on mother-in-law jokes. I think your listeners would appreciate a medical perspective on things. Okay, listen, I think my listeners do like a good mother-in-law joke. So, you know, cut me some slack. Although you may find some of your personal anecdotes content worthy, some of the stories you tell are cringe worthy. We suggest you keep stories of you and your husband's sex life to a minimum. Listen. Okay, listen. I don't talk about my husband's and my sex life that much because we don't really have much of one. So I don't know how much more minimizing I could do on that subject. Although my husband hates when I talk about minimization, you know, when it comes to the bedroom because he's not minimized at all. He's pretty maxed. Can I just say that? But okay, we'll move on. You like to use the phrase, I is. This is not grammatically correct. Okay, I understand that that's not grammatically correct, but here's the problem, okay? I only have X amount of time on the radio. I don't have time to use multiple syllables and have these polysyllabic words just to be grammatically correct, okay? I is going to speak the way I need to speak because I only have X amount of precious time on the radio. Thank you. You are responsible for your own trash in your studio. The cleaning crew comes in twice a week only. Uh-oh. That, okay, you know what? That I do have to give them props on. That's, yeah, there's a French fry that's been sitting in the corner of my studio for over 4 months. I've been kind of watching it rot. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I got that. When you giggle, you sometimes go into giggling fits that extend into the commercial break. We suggest you try to finish your giggle so you can close out the segment. Yeah, I know. Man, sorry, guys. Yeah, sometimes we just run into commercial because I just can't stop laughing. All right. We look forward to another year of your show and wish you the best this holiday season. Really? They're looking forward to another year of the show? After all that, I is very grateful that they're allowing me to be on the show. But look at this. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these restrictions. All right. So here we go. They want, what do they want here? They want me to be more medical. All right. Here we go. I got a study for you guys. You want medical? Here we go. Studies suggest EndoPredict clinical source outperforms Oncotype diagnosis for assessing late recurrence. Okay? Hold on to your seats for this one. EndoPredict is a reverse transcription CPCR or QPCR test. Oh, wait, I can't yell. QPCR test that analyzes the expression of 12. Is everybody good? Everybody got on this? 12 genes. You got that? The gene expression score, I'm already falling asleep, is combined with the breast cancer patient's tumor size and nodal status to yield an epiclin. According to epiclin, patients are delineated into high and low risk categories, meaning their recurrence. Okay, I gotta move on. This, I don't even understand what the hell this is talking about. A difficulty when comparing Oncotype diagnosis recurrence score. Really, this is what they want? Okay, they think my ratings are going to go up with this study. I mean, I'm going to follow their advice. I mean, I is really nervous about this. I don't think you guys want to hear this. You'd rather hear about that French fry. I should take a picture of the French fry. There's a French fry. Okay, don't tell management. There's a French fry that's been sitting there for like 4 months, and it looks the exact same. And I'm actually saving it for a study where I eat it and I see how quickly I get diarrhea. I think that's going to be fascinating. I think you guys would rather hear that, right? All right, 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize. We still have some Halloween candy left over months from now, right? And I just had a Starburst. And you know how you eat the Starburst and it kind of, you know, makes a seal on your back molar. So that's the problem I have. So if you hear me kind of, it's just because I still got that piece of candy back there and I don't know what to do until the next commercial break. I got a toothbrush somewhere next to that French fry that's over there. Alana writes, I live in Seattle. I was ordering a salad at a fast food restaurant and the worker was not wearing gloves. She had the sniffles and wiped her nose 3 times. I should have thrown the salad out, but I didn't see her touch the lettuce. What are their requirements? Okay, so she wants to know, you know, especially with the Chipotle outbreak and the E. coli outbreak that we heard was related to a celery onion mix that was found in a rotisserie chicken salad in Costco, although now they're thinking it's from something else that they're looking at and they're researching. I can't look up every state, but I have here something from Washington State Food and Beverage Workers Manual, which I would assume would be pretty close to like Nevada or California or anybody else. And I'm taking a look. It's like a 28-page document, and it looks like this is something that the workers are supposed to read, okay, talking about food safety, talks about hazards of foods, actually does a really nice review, you know, chemical contamination, food storage container. So it looks like they get some sort of training. And again, I can't speak for what happens in Washington State. When I worked in the food industry, I flipped burgers at Jack in the Box back in the 90s. You had to go through, you know, pretty good training. And you didn't have gloves back then. But I think now where I live, you know, you have to have gloves when you touch the food. I don't know maybe if any of you guys know more about the rules in your neck of the woods. I'd love to hear them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But it looks like they teach them about the viruses. They teach them about parasites. They teach them about bacteria. They, teach about how there's the danger zone of temperature. And they say keep potentially hazardous foods out of the danger zone between 41 degrees Fahrenheit and 135 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, when you cook meat, like raw meat, we want you at least cooking it to 165 degrees. Okay, it's got to sit there for a while too and cook. They say they are not supposed to work with food if they're ill, like diarrhea, vomiting, fever. They're supposed to wash their hands twice after using the toilet. Now, I know some people don't use the toilet. They just use the sink or something else. But they want you to use it in the restroom. And then when you get back into the kitchen. So you go to the bathroom or like they say, they use the toilet. Okay? So that's assuming, you know, they'll actually use the toilet. And then they wash their hands in the bathroom. And then as they travel back to the kitchen, they're supposed to rewash their hands in the kitchen. They're supposed to use gloves or utensils instead of bare hands when handling ready-to-eat food. They're supposed to water, wash, rinse, sanitize all equipment used for food preparation. Now, they talk about the top three food safety defenses, which all of us, I think, know. But again, I don't know how strict in your respective states it gets instituted or it's mandated. So, workers are supposed to have good personal hygiene. Okay, so I guess they're not supposed to have, I don't know, oozing sores, you know, kind of, I don't know, oozing into the food, things like that. Food is supposed to be cooked to the correct temperatures. I remember where I worked, you had the temperatures posted. They're also supposed to prevent cross-contamination. So if you're working at a place with raw chicken, okay, you're not supposed to contaminate it with the vegetables or something else. They don't want you working when you're sick. They want you to keep your fingernails trimmed so hands could be easily cleaned. One thing I've noticed in some of these places, and I don't really eat out at fast food, but every now and then I'll go to a Tex-Mex place or something like that because I just, you know, want like a, taco salad or something. I'll notice the nails are really long. And I get nervous because on the ones that are gloved, the gloves seem to be kind of stretched by the nail. And I'm like, I hope that doesn't pop and now you have a rip in the glove and, you know. And then, and nails, really long nails, can collect dirt. You know, if you're not brushing those nails and cleaning them off, that's, you know, an issue. But even guys with short nails, I see dirt under their nails. Yeah. All right, let's see, what else do they say they have to do? So they talk about washing their hands after restroom, raw meat, garbage, dirty dishes, taking out, taking a break, eating, smoking, sneezing, coughing, blowing the nose, or handling chemicals. So like if somebody's cleaning the bathroom, they're supposed to wash their hands after that. Most places are supposed to have hand sanitizers. This is very interesting. They say in food service, you may use hand sanitizers after washing your hands, but you may not use them instead of washing your hands. That's a big mistake I see. I watch people. They'll come in, they'll do the squirt with the hand sanitizer and think they wash their hand. And that's like, hell no. Then it looks like they go into full detail on how to wash your hands. I always tell everybody to sing happy birthday twice or the ABCs, and not ABCDEFG, nothing fast, you know, just ABCD, you know, kind of a slower ABC, because you're supposed to be washing your hands for 10 to 15 seconds. Okay, you're supposed to scrub the nails. You're supposed to dry the hands. Many of you guys do the wipe on your pants when you dry your hands. Not good. They also talk about which foods need to be washed, like your fruits and vegetables and things like that. They talk about gloves. If you have sores, bandages, or cuts on your hand, you got to wear the gloves. And then you got to change your gloves if they're ripped. If your gloves are contaminated, don't reuse the gloves. Throw away after each use. I think they got that from a condom advertisement. It's the same thing for everything, okay? Anything that's disposable, you got to throw out. If you think it broke, got to throw it out. And then jewelry. Jewelry can hide germs that have foodborne illnesses, so jewelry, unfortunately, could fall into food. I can tell you how many times I lose a little rhinestone from one of my fake, you know, jewelry earrings or fake necklaces or something. I have a lot of costume jewelry. And then I'm like, man, where's that bead? Okay, well, that bead could have fallen to food. So we usually, you know, when I waited tables, I don't think, when I waited tables, that was years ago. I worked at Tony Roma's up in Reno and Red Robin. I don't think we were allowed to wear jewelry. I didn't have any jewelry at the time, so no big deal, because, you know, I really wasn't dating anybody, and they don't, you know, never really bought me anything anyway, you know. Why buy, you know, the cow when you get the milk for free? So I just never got anything. But I never had jewelry. I digress. I think there was only one boyfriend that bought me a piece of jewelry. Only one boyfriend. And I didn't do anything with him. I was a really good girl. But he bought me a necklace. It was so pretty. I still have it. And my husband's like, what's this? I go, oh, you got that for me. He's like, did I? No, he didn't. It was from one, you know, older boyfriend. But that's good. Shh. Don't tell anybody. All right, because it's nice. Wedding rings could be worn if they're covered with a glove. And let me see, personal items like medicine. Don't have medicine sitting there in your pocket. One of my most embarrassing things that happened to me, not most embarrassing, I've done a lot of embarrassing things, was when I was working in an ER, I had thrown some tampons into my front pocket, and I never had time to put on a coat. And when you're in an ER, you're running around in scrubs. So while I'm talking to a patient, I noticed him stare at my shirt, you know, at my pocket. I'm like, okay, well, this guy's just a perv because he keeps, you know, staring at my chest. No, I had two, like, super-sized tampons falling out of the pocket of the top scrub top pocket, and I didn't realize I was walking around with that, you know, trying to talk to him about, you know, his health and what he needs to do and follow up with his doctor. But, okay, talked about thermometers, cooking temperatures. So, just in general for you guys, okay, whether you work in, you know, a restaurant or not, 165 degrees is one of the main numbers I want you guys to memorize. So if you're cooking chicken or turkey, casseroles, animal products, etc., 165 degrees Fahrenheit is usually the temperature you want to heat it to. And it needs to be there, they said, for about 15 seconds. I would think it would be a little longer. They also suggest here on this Washington Department of Health site, for hamburger or sausage, 155 degrees. For eggs, fish, beef, or pork, 145 degrees. And then ready to eat, like foods or vegetables, 135 degrees Fahrenheit. No, don't stick your finger and then lick it. No. It's like got to be a temperature. And then cold food has to be under 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, thawing. Do you guys know how to thaw? In the refrigerator, you put frozen food into the refrigerator until it's thawed. It's slowest, but it's also the safest. You can also submerge in running water, like 70 degree Fahrenheit or colder, and you can run the water, or you could stick it in the microwave like I like to do. Problem is then it's uneven. And then when I throw, I've tried to cook unthawed meat, you know, because I'm like, you know what? What's the difference if I throw it in the skillet? You know, where I throw it in the oven, it's going to heat or melt anyway. No, it doesn't do so evenly. Yeah, see, this is a cooking show, too. All right, and then they talk to you how to cool it, et cetera. So, I you know, again, I don't want to go through every state's rules, but it looks like, you know, in Washington, they have a pretty thorough, you know, training, manual. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, there's a little boy that lives in my town, Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is battling 2 types of brain cancer. And he's actually successfully beating it, this kid. And he is so bravely fighting it. And this is probably one of the roughest Christmases I could even imagine for any kid to go through. So he has a GoFundMe page. Ryan Casto does. And I want you to go to my Twitter or my Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show or Dr. Dahlia to find it. It's Ryan Casto's GoFundMe. You could also do a Google search, R-Y-A-N Casto, C-A-S-T-O. Anything we could do to help this little kid out, I would love to. Medical bills are definitely piling up, and the family sure appreciates any help we could do. In a few minutes, we're going to be having Dominique Bailey from Opportunity Village join us. Many of you have asked, you know, what do we do not only with children with intellectual disabilities, but what about adults? And what sort of programs are out there? And this is probably one of my favorite charities ever. And it's really fascinating what they do and what they provide. So I figured I would have him come on and talk to you about that. In the meantime, let's get to some medical news. Apparently, law enforcement officials in Honolulu are not allowed to use medical marijuana even if they have a prescription. Hawaii News Now reports a Honolulu firefighter and an officer were given one strike after they explained their failed drug tests by presenting medical marijuana cards. This is being written in the SanFranciscoChronicle.com. They said they were told to stop using medical marijuana if they wanted to retain their employment. The officials also had to finish counseling to go back to work. Federal law says marijuana users cannot carry weapons or ammunition. Now, understand, the drug usually can be in your system for a month, but even up to 2 months, according to this site, making it impossible for tests to show how long ago marijuana was used. You know, a lot of us are looking forward to marijuana becoming legalized, and I know in the medical community we're very interested to see how you can incorporate medical marijuana into more illnesses, and I think once it becomes legalized we could study it more. But the one thing that I'm very apprehensive on, and I think many of us are, is, you know, how do we logistically do this? Okay, you know, people will say, well, you know, yeah, alcohol, you know, was legalized. So, you know, marijuana, too. You're not supposed to, you know, drive while you're intoxicated. So you're not going to be able to drive while intoxicated with marijuana. But alcohol will be out of your system, okay, within hours of testing. Marijuana, no, we're looking at months. And so, you know, I wonder how that's going to play out in the courts. You know, you're in an accident. They blame it on you having marijuana in your system. Okay, how much marijuana? You know, at what level do we consider intoxication? That's the big debate we're having with alcohol now. They're saying with women, one drink, they shouldn't drive. Because some women get buzzed after one drink. And they're right about that. I've seen people that get tipsy just after one drink. Why would we want them to drive? All right, I don't want you driving if you've had a Benadryl. Diphenhydramine for allergies. I don't want you driving if you're on an allergy medicine that makes you tired. So we don't have the the delineation administrative rulings that we need or the breakdown of what would constitute inebriation or intoxication when it comes to marijuana. We don't have that. Okay, and I know they're working on a breathalyzer, and they might have something soon that they could use, you know, throughout all the, state highways, divisions and, you know, police departments, but that's still not out yet. So here you are, you're in an accident. And if it's not a no-fault state, right, are you going to be in trouble for intoxication? Is it going to be a DUI? And that is handled much differently than just a simple fender bender. You being in an accident under, you know, the influence of drugs, that's a whole different ball. That's a whole different game now. So, and now we're looking at, okay, so we have firefighters and we have police officers. Okay. I love the fact that our firefighters and police officers are out there doing their thing and, you know, their lives are at risk all the time. Do we want them under the influence? But then on the flip side, is medical marijuana safer than a narcotic? Or a muscle relaxant? Now, I'm under the impression they're not supposed to have narcotics in the systems or muscle relaxants in the systems when they work. But again, those leave the system quicker than marijuana does. So if somebody takes a muscle relaxant the night before, even though I still think they're groggy the next day, after about 24 hours, many of them can go to work safely. Not with marijuana. depending on how much they smoke and how it, you know, eliminates in the body. So this is going to be interesting to see. And I know there's been cases involving the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, somebody getting fired or somebody getting reprimanded for, failing a drug test, but they were taking the medication for a disability, back pain, or glaucoma or some other issue. So, again, logistically, I don't think we're ready yet, so I'm not sure how that's going to play out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're saying abortion has fallen to a record low in the United States. The numbers of induced abortions was 1.1 million in 2010, the most recent year for which statistics are available. Really, 2010? That's the most recent year we got? They said that's down from 1.6 million back in 1990. Abortion rate also hit a new low in 2010, with 17.7% of the procedures, or 17.7% of the procedures performed per 1,000 women of childbearing age, yet that figure was almost double back in 1980. So they say that they found induced abortions fell among all major racial and ethnic groups. Some of you are like, I don't get induced abortion. An abortion is an abortion. When you have a miscarriage, we call it an abortion. An abortion is the baby being aborted. So, when we take your obstetrical history, all right, you'll see GPA, gravidapara, aborta, okay, how many abortions, all right? And it's not so much induced abortions, it could also be spontaneous. You haven't had miscarriages. So when they say induced, that means it was a baby or it was a fetus that was aborted on purpose, induced, okay? All right, as opposed to it being spontaneous where it just happened by itself. They say the rate is still highest for black women, according to NaplesNews.com, with 47.7 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age, down from 67 abortions to 1,000 women. Figures for Asian American women were not released. You know, I think it's a much simpler equation. If we want less abortions, we provide easier access to birth control. I think it's that simple. I really wish we could also, you know, teach abstinence and try to promote it more. But in this day and age, it just doesn't seem to be practical. And the more women are going to have access to birth control, the less we're going to have unwanted pregnancies and then the need to abort. I'm also wondering how many doctors are getting trained. You know, I know in my class, none of us really wanted to learn how to perform an abortion. I didn't plan on performing them. I wanted to know how to do emergency hysterectomies and be able to, you know, manage somebody in an emergency setting. But I don't think we have enough providers also learning about elective abortion. We're talking about, you know, there being a doctor shortage and a mid-level shortage and not enough, you know, people going into the medical field. That's, you know, for all services. We're talking surgeons, primary care doctors, you know, a whole gamut of services that medical providers offer. So I think the key to, you know, getting that abortion rate low is getting women the birth control they need. You know, and yes, encouraging abstinence. They say U.S. schools still lack sufficient sex education programs. All right. According to a new report by the CDC, fewer than half of high schools and only a fifth of middle schools teach lessons on all 16 of the nationally recommended topics for sex health education. Less than 40% of schools nationwide require sex and health education for graduation. Yeah, and when I was growing up, you were supposed to learn, you know, from your parents. But that's not the case. Parents aren't teaching. And, you know, well, we'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Dominique Bailey joins us in just a minute. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we talk about kids with learning disorders and intellectual disabilities, and we don't talk enough about adults and what services are out there for them. And I haven't really heard much throughout the United States of people having programs that help adults with intellectual disabilities get back into the workplace, be able to be kind of cared for and intellectually challenged and help them learn and progress. And except for what I have in my neck of the woods, we have Opportunity Village. And joining us is Dominique Barley, who is the corporate sales and sponsoring manager of Opportunity Village and one of my favorite people. Hey, Dominique, how you doing?
Hey, good, Dahlia. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, good. No, thank you for, having Opportunity Village. This is phenomenal. I want the nation to hear about this. So tell us what Opportunity Village is.
So Opportunity Village is basically an organization that serves individuals, adults specifically, with intellectual disabilities in our community. We put them to work basically with simple jobs. Think of things like just repetitive, consistent jobs that someone with a very simple mind could do. You know, we do paper shredding, document destruction. We make little buttons. We'll do like gift bags for companies, just things that, you know, we'll stuff coffee packets for companies, things that, you know, individuals with disabilities can do to make them feel valued, make them have a purpose, make them be able to go to work every day, just like you and I get to do, because they are people too. So we serve about 3,000 people or individuals in the Las Vegas community.
Wow. Well, I am so surprised that there aren't more organizations like yours throughout the country. Now, I mean, I understand it, you know, costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of resources, which we're going to talk about. But, tell us some of the conditions that some of these people have.
Yeah, so we're kind of a little bit across the spectrum. Down syndrome is probably the largest spectrum of individuals that we serve. We also have a lot of individuals who have severe cases of autism as well. We have three different levels in our program. We have our PRIDE program, which stands for People's Rights to Independence, Dignity, and Equality. And those are the individuals who are most severely disabled. These individuals are ones that are wheelchair-bound. Most of them are nonverbal. Most of them will never be able to walk, never be able to talk, they're going to be able to communicate like you and I, but they still get to come to Opportunity Village every day and interact with the general public and the people in our community. We also have our Enable program, which is basically a step above PRIDE. These people have a little bit of better motor skills, still not quite to where you or I would be able to communicate effectively with them, but something to do with them where we teach them how to dress themselves. We teach them how to match their clothes when they dress, how to fold their clothes, how to brush their teeth, how to use the restroom by themselves, those kind of things. And then we have our ERC, which is our Employment Resource Center, and that's where the individuals that have the highest motor skills can work, and they're the individuals that do a lot of the contracts with the companies, like the shredding and the document destruction that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, gosh, that man, God bless you guys. That is wonderful. You know, it's interesting. I have a very good friend who has a family member with cerebral palsy. And, there's nobody at home to watch him and supervise him. And the family member doesn't want to be babysat. They want to be busy. They want to look like they're contributing. They understand there's limitations. They understand they can't keep a job. This is probably one of the most amazing things I've ever heard being done. And I, even though I'm aware of what you've done, you know, you're just kind of reminding us that there's not a lot of programs out there, and what you guys are doing is so integral and so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the big thing, I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, about the gentleman at home with cerebral palsy. The one thing that we do, too, is we let these individuals get to go to work every day so that their parents or caregivers or guardians can go to work themselves. I mean, a lot of these individuals require 24/7 care. So if not for a place like us, they wouldn't be able to work or perform their job, thus costing the government and us taxpayers even more money every day.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and one reason why I think you've gotten the name Las Vegas's favorite charity, and I totally see why. I think when anybody thinks of, you know, our favorite charity, I know Penn, you know, Penn Jillette, Penn and Teller, yeah, you're one of their favorites, not their favorites. I mean, I think many of us have heard about you from a national level, and love what you do. But one of the things I'm really grateful for is Christmas time in Las Vegas. We don't really have a lot of snow, if any, and you really make Vegas have a merry, merry Christmas by your magical forest. I love it. I'm just giggling, just thinking about it. Tell everybody what your magical forest is.
Yeah, the magical forest is our largest fundraiser we do in Opportunity Village. Think of the magical forest, for those who have never seen it, like a small miniature Disneyland.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, a million lights. We have a train. We have a carousel. We have the 3D experience. We have a slide. We have a light show on, you know, the Caesars tree that they so generously donated years ago for us. So really think of the magical forest as just an all out, you know, little Disneyland here in Las Vegas where families can come, you know, and see a million lights and interact in the holiday season. So like you said, we don't get snow. We don't get seasons here. So kind of a good way to get you into that holiday spirit. And through the magical forest, we raise about $2.5 million every year. And every dollar that we raise goes directly back into our programs that support the individuals with disabilities.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's, and, you know, what always makes me smile, and you know me, I really love, you know, glittery and lights and all that, but what really makes me smile is when you see the different, you know, companies involved. You see banks, you see doctors, you see, magicians, you see people coming together and making this forest, and they put a little individuality in each of their trees. We get to make the trees. Tell them about that. That's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So companies like yourself that so generously have sponsored trees and different displays in the magical forest and stuff. It's basically, we have, you know, trees and displays set up throughout the forest walk that companies sponsor. And they, you know, they donate money to us, and they're able to also put their company out there as well by, you know, putting company swag on the tree or decorating it with different colors and designs and do displays. And really just, you know, not only are they giving to us, they're saying, hey, I believe in Opportunity Village. I believe in what you do. I want to give back through our company to you. And it's great. And everyone, you know, we see about 175,000 people come through our gates for the 44 nights of work for the Magical Forest. And it's just great exposure for the company, for us, and all of our partners out there, just like you, Dr. Dahlia, and the community.
Oh, no, though. Anytime. I wish I could even do more than I do, because I love what you guys do. How long does the Magical Forest go, and where can people go?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are open every night from now until January 3rd, and our address is 6300 West Oakey Boulevard. We sit on the campus of CSN, and we're open at 5:30 nightly from now until January 3rd, and this is our 24th year of the Magical Forest Opportunity Village.
Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes you have yummy funnel cake, and I love the funnel cake.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Cold nuts, I think it's the one with all that powdered sugar. And then how else can people who don't live in Las Vegas help you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to our website, opportunityvillage.org, and check it out. You'll see all the different events. You know, the Magical Forest is just one. It happens to be our largest, but we do events throughout the year. One really cool thing about our charity that you don't see very often is that we're about 85% self-funded. And only about 15% government-funded, where most nonprofit charities are actually the other way around, where they're mostly government-funded and then only about, you know, a small percentage privately funded. But through generous donors like yourself and all of the companies in Las Vegas that give us money on an annual basis, we're able to keep those programs and keep those taxpayers' dollars. We save taxpayers about $54 million a year in the Las Vegas community based off the generous sponsorships that we get throughout the year and the events that we do.
Matt, Dominique, and Lord knows we definitely need, you know that sort of thinking. Thank you.
If you're ever headed to Las Vegas, on our website, you can just fill out a tour request. Come take a tour of one of our facilities. We would love to have you anytime.
Thank you. Dominique Barley, Corporate Sales and Sponsorship Manager of Opportunity Village. Check it out at opportunityvillage.org. Thank you, Dominique.
You got it. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the day, and come join me at Magical Forest this weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Take me down, little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right, even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.